Hello guys, now here's a conversation between two guys in a gym.
Hello, Jake.
Tommy, how are you? Hey, did you have a good workout?
Yeah, it was good. I feel sort of pumped.
Yeah, I know how you feel. You doing anything tonight, Tom?
No, I'm not doing too much at all, really. I bet you're doing something, aren't you, Jake?
Yeah, I'm going to have a meal out with this new femoring called Andrea.
Well, I thought you were going out with Carl.
Well, I was. We'll be finished. She got too kind of clingy.
God, she was gorgeous. She was like a goddess. If I had a girl like that, I'd marry her straight away and live with her for the rest of my life.
Settle down, Tom. It's just a femoring.
Yeah, I know. It's all right for you to say. You have a different girl every couple of weeks. I don't know how you do it.
Well, I'm just confident, that's all. And I've got a fair bit of charisma, and you know, I've got a bit of a gift of the gab.
Yeah, well, I ain't got that. I want to find a nice femme and marry her.
You don't want to get married, Tom. That's just a scam.
Duh, that's all right. I'm probably never going to find one anyway.
Find one? God damn it, they're everywhere. They've made it hard to just avoid them.
Yeah, you see, but the thing is, they don't see me. I mean, you're so good at it. Why don't you give me some tips on what to say or something?
Well, first of all, Tom, you don't want to take any bullshit from them. If you take bullshit from them, you'll be taking bullshit from them all the time.
Well, I try to talk with them sometimes, but when I see a femme I really like, my mouth don't work.
Yeah, that happens quite a lot. Don't worry about that. It's natural.
Well, tell me something I can say that will stay off real good.
Well, Tom, I've seen you outside of this place, and to be frank, you look like a bag of potatoes.
What do you mean? I keep fit. I'm pretty trim.
Yeah, I know, but nobody can see it because of the clothes you're wearing. They're too baggy. They're hanging all over the place. Your hair could do with a trim up, too. It looks like a bush. When I saw you outside here the other day, I thought you was a bum.
Well, don't screw around. Just tell it straight there, Jake.
Thanks. I'm sorry. Look, you just said you wanted some help. The first thing is your presentation. Femmes like something, you know, a little bit neat and tidy. Listen, I'll tell you what. I'm coming in tomorrow at 4 o'clock to do a workout. After the workout and everything, if you're here, I'll take you down the shopping mall and we'll look at some clothes for you.
Hey. You do that for me, would you?
Well, I won't be buying them. You'll be buying them. And while we're down the shopping mall, maybe you can get your hair done as well. A little trim up, you know, tidy up.
Hey, that's real nice of you, Jake. I've never had anybody that sort of help me like that.
Listen, once you get your clothes done and everything, why don't you ask the cashier here? Start asking her out for a date, see how it goes.
She's off on the plane.
So are you, Tom. Now listen, she's plain because she isn't wearing any makeup. That's a good thing, Tom. Some of the girls that go home with me in the morning, their face is spread all over the goddamn pillowcase. And when you say, Tom, you want to find a nice girl, well, I'm just going to tell you there's probably none left. Every femme that you talk with probably been with loads of men before you.
Gee.
Oh, maybe not the cashier, though. I don't know about her. But if you get to where you want to get to, I guess, wear protection, Tom. Because getting pregnant purposely is another one of their scams.
Jake, why are you helping me like this?
Because that's what men do. Men help men. We can bond. We make great teams. And we can become great friends. You see, femmes would probably just stab each other in the back, at least. And they're not looking, because that's just their damn nature. Oh, and Tom, never trust a femme, even the plain cashier. Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow night at 4.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, take it easy, Tom.
I didn't know Jake was such a goddamn nice guy.
Of course, after Tom's gone with a couple of femmes, he may not think that Jake's such a nice guy after all. Take it easy.